Hi, it's Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com. Today's topic is how to not feel rich. I think anyone with any sense wants to be rich, wants to be wealthier, wants to not struggle with money, wants to have the good things in life, wants to have plenty of good experiences. So if that's what we all want and that's what we desire, why don't we have that? Why don't we have it? Most of us seem like we struggle, we have money problems, we can't pay our bills on time, we have all kinds of problems, we don't have a lot of money in the bank, we don't buy the types of things we want to have, and we don't do the kind of things we want to do. We don't feel rich. So I believe that in order to be a little richer, to feel wealthier, to not struggle so much, you might want to cut out all the things that don't help that make you not feel rich. So what do we do? What do we do that isn't making us feel rich? I'll just go into my experiences and how I not feel, when I don't feel rich, when I feel poor and struggling. Normally, you know, when I get paid every 2 weeks, you know, in the normal cycle, I feel rich that day. You know, why do I feel rich? Well, I have a big paycheck coming in for my professional job, and it's a substantial amount every 2 weeks, and I feel rich. There it is, right? It's in my bank account. I see a copy of the statement showing how much it is, and I feel rich, and I know I'm going to be able to pay a bunch of my bills. I know I'm going to buy a bunch of things I need and want, and then what normally happens is, when I first get that, I'll do all that. I'll pay all my bills. I'll take out a bunch of cash. I'll buy the things that I need, you know, the gas, the food, the groceries, the few meals out, you know, go some shopping. And then, you know, 4 or 5 days later, a week later, or even a week and a half later, I'm down to nothing. All that money is spent, and I don't feel rich again. Well, what is the difference? What is the difference in all that? Well, it's not having the money in your wallet, the money you have in your drawer at home, the money you have in your checking account balance and in your savings account. That is what makes you feel rich. You got to have the money in order to feel rich. I don't know that it has to be that much. I mean, I guess we've heard the stories of older generations than ours, you know, and people in their 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, maybe they have $20,000, $30,000 in their checking account. Now, you would think with that much money they would feel rich, but I'm not sure that they do. So I don't know that there's a fixed amount of money to keep in your checking account that will make you feel rich. But if it's only, if you're down at zero, you're not going to feel rich. You know, in order to feel rich, you got to have some money. Sometimes you might want to put a $100 bill hidden in your wallet. Then you know you've always got this money there. Having that money available just in case you need it is an empowering factor. I think most of us just keep a credit card available for the emergency. I would do that too. Certainly you want a nice credit card with a large available credit for your emergency, not maxed out credit cards, but cash. Cash, 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 cash gives you that freedom, that feel rich freedom. You know, I hate going to credit cards. I hate this debit card culture we're in. I don't think it's helping. It doesn't help me. I feel better when I go to the bank and I draw out $600 or $1,000 in $20 bills. That's when I feel rich. I can walk around with all the hundreds of dollars, put a few hundred dollars hidden in my home somewhere, and, you know, and then I'll spend it, and then I'll get some more, and the cycle continues. I mean, I'm kind of a, you know, a little bit non-trusting of the banks. You know, I want to have cash, enough cash to live on with me, not in the bank, with me, on me, in my wallet. That makes me feel rich. So what I would say is not feeling rich is not having any cash. I don't see how you can walk around and feel rich without any cash in your wallet or your purse, okay? It's imperative, I think. How else would you not feel rich? Letting your bills build up and not pay them. You know, the easiest way to deal with bills and not have to have some fancy organized system and worry and stress and struggle over them is the day you get them, you pay them. That is by far the easiest way to do it. You get it. You go to the mail. You get a bill. You take a few minutes when you get home to write the check and put it back, put a stamp on it, and send it in. You know, drop it off on the mail later that day or the next day, you know, as you go about your day. Don't let those bills pile up. Because I know what gives me the most stress and makes me feel the not riches is having a stack of bills to pay. I did that. I struggled with this for years, having my planner book filled with all the bills that I struggled and struggled and struggled to pay. And now that I'm more on this other track, as soon as I get a bill, I pay it. And right now I've got a couple of bills sitting in my bill paying folder that I'm, you know, going to struggle to pay. You know, they're somewhat high. The money is somewhat low and it's going to be a little bit tight. So it's irritating me. It's annoying me. Because that's the way I want to be, is not have the bills. I want to get the bill today and pay it today. I rent a place, so I don't want to wait till the last day of the month to mail my rent in. I send it in early, send it in a few weeks early. I've sent my rent in my previous place that was, you know, less costly than the current one. I've sent it in 2 months early. You know, why not? You want to live there, don't you? Why not generate the goodwill with your landlord by sending your money in early? You're paying your life ahead. This is a feeling rich. What's the difference on the rent versus buying a car and paying it off? It's yours, right? If you've paid your rent for 2 or 3 months in advance, aren't you kind of set? You don't have those worries for those 2 or 3 months? You know, you got to get into this habit of feeling rich and paying your bills into the future. The future is where you were headed. You know, we're not worrying. If you keep paying these massive debts from the past, you're not going to feel rich. You want to pay into the future. You want to be buying things in the future. That's why I'm really not against a car loan, because here, I've got a car. I need my car. I love my current vehicle, F-150. So I'm paying for that with a big loan, but it's my means of production. It's getting me to work. It's getting me to fun. It's getting me a life of non-worry about my vehicle that I struggled with. Feeling rich means you buy some good things that you really love. You know, you pick and choose what you really need, what you really want for your lifestyle. And for me, when I feel rich now, because two big things for my lifestyle I've done. I've had that full-size pickup truck, exactly what I wanted, and I have a three-bedroom apartment in a location that's good for me and my kids, and it's pretty much exactly what I want for this time in my life. Now, it's not overly expensive, but it's not underly expensive, but I feel rich because it's so nice, it's comfortable, it's wonderful, it's what I wanted. When you feel rich, you got to have more of what you want. You have to have the things that make you feel good. And another way to not feel rich is to always be struggling with some minor aspect of your life. And this is firsthand experience. You know, if your shoes are too tight or too old or too worn out and your feet hurt, you're not going to feel rich. I mean, it affects your health, it affects your mind. You have to buy certain things for your lifestyle that make you feel good, make you feel rich. It's when you know, it's a simple thing, right? But we all know good shoes are expensive, right? It's very difficult to buy a good pair of shoes for less than $100. They've conditioned us to that's how much it's going to cost. Everything else isn't that great. You know, maybe they're fine for a week or two, but quickly those kind of cheaper shoes break down and our feet start to ache. So if you want to not feel rich, just wear old, worn-out shoes, the kind that make your feet and your legs ache and make you not feel like doing anything, not like walking. You'd rather sit and do nothing. Another way to not feel rich is to get by on cheap, shoddy things that you use every day. Like if you sit in a couch or a chair in the evening to enjoy your relax at home and in the evening, and that couch or that chair is cheap, shoddy, non-supportive, uncomfortable, you're not going to feel rich, all right? It's critical to have something good for you to relax in. You know, you want a recliner to relax in. You want a couch to relax on. A bed, you know. You're not going to feel rich if your bed is no good. See, these are all simple things. They're expensive, yes. A good recliner costs a lot of money. A good couch costs a lot of money. A good bed costs a lot of, all these things cost a lot of money. But they're critical to your well-being. They're critical to your health. They're critical to your recharging and regenerating and relaxing enough to feel good about your life. You have to, I'm sorry, you have to spend a lot of money on yourself to make you feel rich. You know, it's better to have that money that you are earning through your efforts go toward making you feel better, to make you love your life, okay? And I guess that gets kind of to the main point I'm getting to about how not to feel rich is to try to get out of this idea that you have to spend all of your money that you earn on someone else. And then you have to make them feel better before you make yourself feel better. Now, that's how I got in this trap with my wife and now my ex-wife, is it was always me earning all the money to try to help her, try to make her feel better. So all my money went to her and none of it went to me. So I had all that about not feeling rich because nothing, I was working, you know, in those days, I was working like a fiend. I was not working 40 hours. I was working 60 or 70 hours a week, and I wasn't getting anything out of it. I wasn't seeing the fruit of my labor to better my life. In those days, I didn't have a car I wanted. I drove old cars, right? I didn't buy new shoes. I got by with cheap shoes. I didn't buy the clothes I wanted, the coat I wanted, anything I wanted, because so much of my money was going to someone else, my wife. All right, this is, I'm sorry for the women how this is going, but it's, you're an adult, women, you have to have a life. If you don't have a life, what are you living for? What are you working for? If the only reason you're working is to put stuff to your wife, and you're not going to have much of a life. If you have this, if this resonates with you, you should go to my website, personaldevelopmentformen.com, and see, click on the link about how to, you know, leave your wife book. It's in there. It's for sale as an ebook, also on Amazon Kindle. So I'm sorry, this is really hard. It's really hard, but I've come to realize the way the system is set up, it's very difficult for one man to take care of a wife and his children. Okay, you have to be really rich in order to do so. If you look around, if you just look at the what's obviously happening, is it has to be two people. If you're married, it has to be you and your wife working full-time or more than full-time to enjoy that lifestyle that you're wanting. The big house and the cars and the trips and the vacations and the nice furnishings, okay? It isn't going to be you. You can't do it as a man. There's just, unless you have a very high income, you know, doctors, good, you know, lawyers who are partners, you know, big business owners, it's just not going to happen, okay? You, the people like me, people with, you know, kind of professional jobs, you know, anybody making less than maybe $200,000 a year needs to have his wife working full-time in order to afford a good life. Okay, you got to get out. You can't feel rich if you turn over all of your money to someone else. I mean, that's why the taxes hurt us, because we're turning over this big chunk of money to someone else. And what you cannot turn your money over to your wife and expect to feel rich. Okay, you have to keep your money to yourself. You have to decide what to do with it. You have to decide what cars to buy. You have to decide what home to buy. You have to decide all of that. You got to get out of this mindset, well, I'm the man and I need to provide for my wife. Ah, that isn't the way it goes. You have to decide how you are going to live, how you need to feel to be rich. She can join you. You can provide for her, but in a manner that suits you. It's all about you, don't you see? Whenever you get out of this habit of thinking that you don't matter, your life spirals downward. And this is what happened to me. This is why I was making, you know, a lot more money 7 or 8 years ago, working lots of overtime and not feeling rich, because I didn't have anything. I didn't have a new vehicle to go to a high-powered job. I didn't have the anything, the good shoes. I didn't take trips. I didn't go out to eat. I didn't have anything I wanted at those days because all my money was turned over to someone else, my wife. In order to feel rich, you have to have total control of the money you earn. So give that idea some thought. I know it may be a little bit radical, and the people who are already rich know this already. But the men who are sitting around wondering, why don't they feel rich? You know, why is my wife spending all my money? Well, that's what's happening. You don't feel rich because someone else is in control of your money. So this was Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com.